troubles come your way, you worry. Troubles come your way, you questioned God. You questioned the Most High. Why me, God? Why this happening to me? Why is this trial and tribulation just terrifying me? Why, God? Why? When we should be asking all praises to the Most High, all praises, Father. Thank you, Father, for the trial and tribulation. Thank you, Father, for this hard time. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to go through the situation. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to get this experience so I could be strong, so I could see what am I doing wrong, so I could build my faith up in you, so I could seek you more, Father. See, a lot of time, we too distracted with our trials and tribulation. We too distracted when troubles come our way. We too distracted when our life is upside down. But we not really realize that the Most High is like right in our face. The Most High is really trying to get our attention. The Most High is really trying to help us. He sees something that's in us that's weak. He see that we is not doing what we're supposed to be doing. He need to get your focus, your attention. A lot of time we don't realize that the Most High really trying to help us. We too worried, we too scared. We get so all over the place about why is this happening. Instead of getting on our knees and praise the Most High and thank Him for this hard time, you gotta prepare yourself. When you seeking the Most High, when you doing what you have to do for the Most High, when you changing your old ways and stop sinning and working on your sin, yes, you must prepare yourself, prepare your spirit. Because in this walk, seeking the Most High, keeping the laws of the commandment, be obedient to the Most High, will be difficult. Hard time will come. You will be tested. Your faith will be tested. But there's no need to ponder or don't need to worry so much to the point that you lose faith, to the point you go crazy. Like, do you really trust the Most High for real? Do you really love the Most High for real? Because if you did, you won't be worrying so much. That's why it's very important that we need to build our faith, we need to build our trust in the Most High. Because during those days, trouble would come. But the only help that we could get, who could help us, is the Most High. Nobody else. So why is it so difficult for us not to trust Him? We trust Him when everything good happens in our life. We get a new job, money come our way, we get a new house, new nice clothes, food, and everything else. We trust Him, right? So why can't we trust Him when business is about to be due, you don't have the money, you about to go to court, your kids getting taken away, you homeless, your car got damaged, everything else you could think of? Where's the trust at? Why can't we trust Him when those times come? That's why I say we really have to prepare ourselves and prepare for temptation, prepare for trial and tribulation. Because when you love in the Most High, you're doing everything you gotta do. You have to prepare yourself. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. No matter what. Even when stuff seems so difficult, even when stuff seems unbearable, be strong. Don't give up on the Most High. He loves you so much to allow you to even wake up every day. For all the things that you cause to hurt the Most High, hurt His feelings, at least give Him that much of respect to have faith in Him and trust Him. For whatever situation that may come in your way, in your life, trust the Most High. Let Him lead you into the destination that He already set up for you. Let Him guide you. Let Him protect you. Let Him provide for you. Let Him be that Father for you. The Most High only want the best for us, but it's like we don't want the best for ourselves because we're too distracted with everything else that's in the world. We're too distracted with our problems, our worry, our stress, trials and tribulation. We lose our job. We lose money. We about to be homeless. Our kids about to be taken. CPS involved. court involved. Judges don't want to try to lock you up. Police is trying to come after you. You lose your license. Your mortgage about to get, you know, taken away from you because you haven't been paying your payment on time. Daycare, you don't have enough money for daycare. You about to lose your job because you don't have no babysitter. So much stuff that we are distracted by. If we really want to serve the Most High the way we need to serve the Most High, focus on that. Focus on the Most High. Focus on trusting Him. That's the only way we can survive out here. We got to trust the Most High to the max, no matter what. No matter how stuff may seem, no matter how horrible stuff may look, trust in the Most High. Cleave on to Him. Pray. Whenever you feel worried, pray. Ask the Most High, I need you, Father. I can't do this alone. Guide me. What am I doing wrong, Father? If anything that you see that's not in me, that's not pleasing to you, Father, help me. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Guide me through whatever I need to do to please you. Guide me through what I need to do to make sure I'm in the right path. Father, I need you. There's nothing else or nobody else that I could come to. I'm having this problem. I'm having this trouble. I'm worried, Father. I don't know what to do. I need you, Father. I'm losing faith. I need you to help me build my faith up, Father. Pray to the Most High. There's nothing wrong with it. You can talk to Him. He needs you to speak. That's the problem. We fear to speak to Him. Like, come on. He already know everything. He see everything. He hear everything. He know before we even pray to Him. My thing is, we have to build that relationship with Him. We can't be distracted with our problems. Troubles come our way. We have to seek Him. Have faith in Him. Trust Him. The Most High is the only way. There's no other way. I'm telling you guys, like, we have to be, oh man, we got to be very strong, like, very strong in this walk. This walk is not easy. The walk of seeking the Most High and doing right by the Most High and keeping His laws and commandments, it's not easy. You will be tempted. Temptation will come your way. You will be tested heavy. Just like Job got tested. We need to walk like Joel. We need to make sure we do everything that we have to do. Have faith. It's not hard. Keeping that faith will help you in the long way. Trusting the Most High will help you in the long way. Keeping His laws and commandments will help you in the long way. Making sure you do everything that you need to do to please the Most High will help you in the long way. Don't go back to your old ways. Don't feel discouraged. Don't feel like you're about to give up because this is not going your way. And then you start looking at the Most High different, or you start questioning why He allowed this to happen to you. Yes, this should happen to you. The Most High sees something in you that is not, you know, is good. The Most High sees you have a weakness in you. He's trying to strengthen you up. Pay attention. It's all praise to the Most High for hard times, man. We got to endure. Be strong through those hard times, difficult days, man. We have to be strong. Trust the Most High. Don't give up, y'all. Fight the good fight and keep on trusting the Most High and build up your faith. Love Him because He loves us so much. He loves us so much and so merciful. For all the wrong things that we did to Him, all the sins that we caused to hurt Him, He loved us so much. At least give Him that much respect to trust Him and put your faith in Him and do what you need to do to stop your old ways. All praise to the Most High for His merciful, unconditional love, for all the hard times. All praises. I praise to the Most High for those hard times, because those hard times is the the time that's going to build you up, going to strengthen you.